Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F, but I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? Maybe this is like me projecting, and it's like, I need to not fucking judge people, or I need to not let things fester, but be careful when you gossip. Be careful how you internalize the gossip. And try to not judge people based off of a few things that you've heard. Hi, guys. Welcome to Mini Mondays. It's Sophia with your show, Sophia with an F. I am a little bit low energy right now, but let's just jump right into it. I don't need to have like high, crazy energy for every single episode, especially when I am recording coming from a place of a little bit not feeling my happiest, bubbliest self. I feel a little bummed out, and that is what prompted this particular mini. So something happened recently. And without going into too much detail, basically it's so minor, and I feel like I'm gonna probably look back on this and be like, what the fuck, bitch, you were just tired or feeling a little bit emotional. But I don't care, and I don't second guess, and I don't apologize in 2024. So for the rest of this episode, I will be continuing on without second guessing one motherfucking thing that comes out of my mouth. Okay, without going into too much detail, there is this fellow creator who I'm a huge fan of. I've wanted to collaborate with them. I've had a million people reach out to me and tell me like, oh my God, they would be the best. You need to have them on the show. And I believe they follow me, or they were following me before I even knew who they were. So I was like, bet, we're in a great position here. And then I kind of forgot about it. And I went to go message them because they had posted something really funny. And when I went to go message them, I realized that there was a DM I had sent that they had opened and just left me on read. okay, that's cool. Usually those things really don't bother me. Genuinely do not bother me. The amount of DMs that I have left unanswered and probably on read without meaning to is just, there's a lot of them. This one, however, felt a little bit more intentional just because of the people that she hangs out with. And I'm saying all of this because it brought up this bigger topic. And the topic is to not judge a book by its cover. I hate that. I fucking hate saying that that's what the greater topic is. The greater topic is to talk in your confidential voice because your speech therapist is, I feel her all around me. Her presence is around every fucking corner and it's in this microphone. The bigger topic here is gossip when it's good and when it's bad. Okay. I love to gossip. I wouldn't consider myself a gossip queen, and we all know who those people are, and some of your best friends are those people. They're the ones that you sit down for brunch and they have 89 updates on people you don't even know about. Like, oh my God, I heard so-and-so is doing this and this and this and this. That's not what I am or who I am. But if I'm with like one of my homegirls, we will be gossiping. It's fun. It's bonding. I think it's innately not even a bad thing. I was actually reading a study and it was saying something like, it said, our brains are wired to make automatic judgments because understanding someone takes a lot more work. So you have a friend who met someone and they had their automatic judgments about that person or heard a story from another friend, which again was potentially made based off of an automatic judgment. And by the time the gossip gets to you, you don't know how realistic it is at all. However, you're probably internalizing it and it is resonating with you because it's just like, it's fun and it's like bonding and it's like, oh my God, like I would never do that. And you get like this zing, dopamine, serotonin, little zinger that goes off, making you feel like you're way better than that person because you got to sit there and throw shade and throw shame and throw judgment. I've been there. I'm not a gossip queen by any means. If I hear something about someone, my closest friends, I will gossip with. But I have recently come into a situation where I'm kind of like dealing with the other end of the stick here. And I don't have a lot of drama. And we're talking about the influencer world right now. I think this absolutely is very prominent, like in the work field. Let's say it's you work for a call center and your cubicle buddies, the ones that sit closest to you, well, whatever they say about the rest of the people that work there, you're gonna maybe take with a grain of salt, but you're gonna kind of be like, okay, well, that's my first impression of so and so. I think in the influencer world, it's exacerbated because you are not only talking about one another, but the rest of the world, and by world, I mean the followers you have and that person has and the Reddit page and the comments and whatever, they're also writing a bunch of shit about you. So there's a lot of judgment and comments and positive things and super negative things flying around at all times. The thing is I have met so many people who are now one of my favorite people. And in the beginning, I couldn't stand them. I met them and I was like, the vibe is off. I'm not into it. Like, you're not my person. Bye. And they ended up being people I fucking love and adore. In this particular situation I'm referring to, this person hangs out with one or two people in the space that I don't necessarily have an issue with. We've had some minor road bumps happen, okay? Because I don't really have issues with a lot of people. At least, I mean, as far as like the influencer world, I wouldn't say in the realm of entertainment specifically, well, podcasting, I think there's quite a bit of turbulence, but just collaborating with other influencers, like my drama has stayed pretty low. Everyone is going to come at me for that. But like, I'm sorry, overall, if you look at how many years I've been doing this, like it stayed pretty low to the flow. There are a couple people, and I'm going to literally say two, and it's not the ones that you guys are thinking about, okay? These are two people that you would have no idea because the beef was not even that crazy. It was just really two misunderstandings with two different people where I walked away from it feeling like you were being such a dumb bitch. And if you saw it from my point of view, this whole dumb ass way that we left things off, which again, isn't even that bad. Like, we're still cordial. It's just kind of like, I don't really know if I fuck with that person that much anymore. Could have been resolved so easily. To this day, all it would take is one conversation from one side reaching out, being like, listen, it was not major, whether it's pride or it's because like I'm not that close with these people or yada, yada, yada. You just kind of let things sit there and then they fester. And then there's kind of this divide where there shouldn't be. And it would feel awkward to me to reach out at this point to this particular person or people to be like, hey, that one thing that happened that one time, I think we like kind of resolved it, but like we didn't really resolve it. But I think it's as simple as just kind of understanding where the other person was coming from and as simple as just straight up talking about it. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. So all of this is to say, gossiping with your friends is really fucking fun. And gossiping with your coworkers and gossiping with your assistant and the people you work closely with and really gossiping with fucking anyone. hey, if I'm sitting at zero bond at the bar and someone comes and sits next to me and is like, hey, you know, I was about to say something crazy. Hey, you know Bobby Flay. Have you heard this about Bobby Flay? And they tell me a crazy ass story about Bobby Flay. I'm gonna sit there and listen. And if it's a good enough story, I'm absolutely gonna repeat it. No questions asked. I just think that we need to be a lot more careful about how we interpret and how much weight we give to the gossip that we hear. I mean, hi, this crazy ass bitch who I don't even know just came and sat next to me at the bar five tequilas deep to tell me a bunch of secrets and embarrassing shit about Bobby Flay. I should probably take what they're saying with a grain of salt. I think we can all agree with that. So that's really all it is. Don't judge people based off these little things that you hear. I've had this happen time and time again where I will just get to actually know the person and I end up fucking thinking they're great. And I don't know, all of this feels a little bit juvenile because I kind of feel like I'm in this position where I'm feeling butthurt over someone leaving a message on read. And it could be for so many different reasons and I could be like spiraling for no reason. But if my reasoning is right and it's because they hang out with one or two other people who I've had, you know, some minor, I don't even want to call it drama, just like minor setbacks or minor confusing miscommunications. I don't like that. Like, honestly, I'm going to this influencer dinner tomorrow. There is a very good chance that I run into one or all of these people. And I don't want to walk in there feeling that way. So, you know what? Maybe this is like me projecting and it's like, I need to not fucking judge people or I need to not let things fester. But be careful when you gossip. Be careful how you internalize the gossip and try to not judge people based off of a few things that you've heard. And I could end it right there, but I just don't feel comfortable ending it right there. And let me tell you why. That's my cue. I'm actually just gonna leave it at that.